Give God permission in your life. I heard an interesting story of an evangelist who was on a crusade ground ministering to people. There were people with all kinds of sicknesses and diseases who got their healing as the man of God ministered. However, there was a blind man in that meeting who supposedly came to be healed. Out of compassion, the evangelist reached out to him and prayed for him. Immediately, he received his sight. Unfortunately, after receiving his sight, he pounced on the evangelist, shouting at him, "Who told you to heal me?" Everyone was surprised. It was later discovered that he came to the crusade to beg for money, not for healing. This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awuyele. Friend, give God permission in your life. God may be present in your life but inactive. Isaiah 40 verse 1 to 5. The omniscient and omnipotent God will often require permission in order to invade the sphere of man. Unfortunately, many people are not giving God permission in their lives. Like the blind man in our opening story, many people want something else from God, not what He wants to give them. Someone might want money, whereas God wants to give him an idea that will make him to be in command of money. Job 22:21-25 and Job 32 verse 8. Listen, one idea from God that is well executed will change your financial fortune forever. Truly, the truly poor man is one without a divine idea. Proverbs 22 verse 2 and 29 verse 13. Always remember this. What you say to God is prayer. What He says back to you is wisdom. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, John 2 verse 5. One of the wisest people in scriptures is blind Bartimaeus. This man was begging on the highway of life. As Jesus passed by, he kept shouting and asking for mercy. When Jesus asked him what he wanted, he never asked for money. He asked for sight. Mark 10:46-52. Blind Bartimaeus understood that lack of sight or vision is what had reduced him to a beggar. If he could see, he would stop begging. Jesus healed him. What do you want God to do for you today? Sometimes we assume that since God knows what we are going through, He will just show up and meet our needs. It does not work that way. God needs your permission to bless you. Mark 10:51. This is one of the purposes of prayers. It is to grant God permission to invade your life and sphere. Truly, God does nothing except in response to prayer. Matthew 6 verse 10, Philippians 4, 6-7. The early church learned this principle the hard way. James had been killed by Herod. It was when Peter was taken that they rose to pray. Acts 12, 1-5. They might have thought that God would rescue James without their prayers. They were wrong. They never knew that prayer was needed to mobilize angels. Psalm 103 verse 20, Acts 12, 6-8 and Hebrews 1:14. Prayer was needed to give God permission to come true. But it must be a prayer of faith. James 5 verse 15. Will you give God permission in your life today? I pray for you today that you will learn to give permission to God in your life. And may you experience the power of God working for you and working through you as you fulfill your God-given destiny. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. Bye for now.